Hello, my friend, and welcome to TFU News and Views. I am your host, Anthony Brucalli, and this podcast is brought to you by TFU.info, the world's longest-running Transformers toy archive. And today, we are going to talk a little bit about Toys R Us. You, me, we're in this hobby for a reason, because we didn't want to grow up. We're Toys R Us kids. And by the time I post this, it is very possible that Toys R Us might have already announced that they are closing all their stores. And I was trying to figure out if this is a good thing or a bad thing. And to me, as a consumer, as a collector, I feel like it's actually a good thing. You know, since the last time Toys R Us had financial troubles back in the early 2000s, they really changed their model in terms of their store, in terms of their pricing. Some stores that I frequented actually closed, and I know that happened to a lot of people as they got bought out in 2005 by Bain Capital. Since that buyout, the store hasn't been very good. It's been a good place to go if you missed out on something, because it seems like they were always behind on their stock and on having the newest stuff out. And their prices were never good enough to keep up with the Walmarts, the Targets, and the Amazons of the world. And I say that as someone who lives in New York, in an area where there are very, very few Walmarts. And with Amazon being the giant that it is and doing the volume it does, being able just to buy online, despite the thrill of the hunt, I think that gets a little bit too much credit at times. Being able to buy online and have it shipped to me in 2 days, and you know that I've picked up the thing, whatever it may be, that I wanted, puts Toys R Us at a huge disadvantage as far as being a retailer. And this is a problem for all of retail, I think. There has to be a reason for me, for you as a shopper, to not just get out of the house. I think that's kind of a short-sighted statement, but to get into a store and engage with the store, there has to be more of an experience there. It's just like going to the movies. The reason why there are very few indie-style films that you would see in the 90s, the reason why there are very few romantic comedies out, the reason why there are very few just comedies in movie theaters these days, is because people need a reason to go to the movie theater that is better than them sitting at home. That's why you're seeing, you know, the leather seats in movie theaters and the table service and alcohol and all those sorts of things. You need a reason to raise the stakes these days to make it worth someone's while to come see what you have and potentially spend money. And Toys R Us has not done that for well over 15 years. And so their demise is really their own fault. I know I stopped shopping regularly at Toys R Us when I realized they raised their prices within New York City when I was still living in New York City. And not just in Manhattan, but anywhere within New York City limits. So any of the five boroughs, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx, Brooklyn, they were charging Manhattan prices no matter how far from Manhattan you were, as long as you were within New York City limits. So for me to go to Toys R Us, sometimes I would drive out to Long Island just because it would be cheaper and there would be a couple more Toys R Us's to hit up. But anyway, now some people worry this is going to be bad for the toy industry, and in some senses it is. According to the reports I've read online, it's about 10% of Hasbro's sales. So let's say that follows the law of averages. That's 10% of Transformers sales. That's not a terrible number to make up, and it's not like that number isn't going to just float elsewhere, perhaps to smaller retailers, the big bad toy stores and the captured preys of the world, the online retailers. The bigger red flag is not so much that the toy industry is going to lose some business, but they're going to lose their place, for lack of a better term. There's going to be no face of the toy industry anymore. There's no more toy stores once Toys R Us closes. So that leaves either two options. One, toy stores fade away from the face of history, like, you know, video stores and, for the most part, music stores. Or they become, I guess it's three things, or they become a niche thing, like your local record store. Or the last thing is maybe, and it might take some time, maybe someone else steps into this space, another company, maybe even buys the Toys R Us name and relaunches the brand. It's certainly not unheard of. And there's certainly going to be a lot of retail real estate left open once Toys R Us closes. So it's going to be interesting to see what fills in those gaps. So as a collector, you know, the best case scenario here is that in a couple of years' time, someone steps in and creates a chain or develops a chain that can be the storefront facing property that, you know, your kids are going to want to go to, your grandkids are going to want to go to, and as a place where you can actually see and touch and interact, and something that has a little bit more of a modern approach to retail, which Toys R Us has stopped doing a long time ago. And just one more thing, just to reach back to, you know, the idea that there's a toy store chain. You know, when I was growing up, there were multiple. There was KB, there was Toys R Us, there was Child World. There were a couple of smaller ones, and if you ever check out the Roboplastic Apocalypse website, Crazy Steve has ads from a lot of those places, and a lot of those places, you know, were regional or national chains, and I think we're going to see the rise of those once again at some point. So to sum up, is this a bad thing? No, not at all. Is it a good thing? Not necessarily. As a collector, I'm looking forward to the sales. I'm looking forward to the immediate gratification of what this might bring. But long term, I really do hope someone steps into this space, maybe even Amazon, because they've been looking to get a foothold in retail. And this would be a good chance for them to do that. And speaking of Amazon, if you like this show, if you like our podcast, if you like our YouTube channel, please swing on by to tfu.info/Amazon. Do all your regular Amazon shopping. I'm a Amazon Prime member and have loved it ever since I've signed up. It won't cost you any more, but Amazon kicks back a little bit of money to us here at tfu.info and helps us run this show and run this site. If you have any questions, comments, complaints you want to send my way, the email address is info@tfu.info, and you can catch me on Twitter at tfu_info. If you want to check us out on Facebook, it is facebook.com/tfuinfo. And on YouTube, please swing by, subscribe to this channel if you haven't done so already. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, just go and click that subscribe button. It is youtube.com/tfuinfo, TFU Info. And that will wrap things up for another edition of TFU News and Views. Until next time, see you.